Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Sneezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It is season 3 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle is finding life-changing books to inspire and change you on your dirty, lazy girl journey.
And most people have been really powerfully impacted by a book. I mean, you talk to people and they'll say, yeah, I read such and such book and it changed my life. So books can be super powerful tools to help us, not just with weight loss, but relationships, finding happiness, like just about anything. But if you guys are like me, I don't always know where to start or what books I should read. So today, Stephanie and I are going to share our must-read books that hopefully will inspire you and help you on your dirty, lazy girl journey.
Well, I feel like, Tamara, my whole life has just been so strongly influenced by books. My grandmother was a librarian. My dad worked at a bookstore. I used to work at a bookstore, and now I'm, you know, trying to be writing books out there. So I just feel like words and books are so powerful. A funny story, on my first date with Bill, my co-author of the cookbooks, we went to dinner, and then afterwards he was like, oh, what do you want to do? And I said, what do you want to do? And he said, you go first. And I said, why don't we go to the bookstore and look at the nonfiction books? That is like the lamest thing ever. That is what I said on my first date. And my husband said, he's my now husband. But at the time he said, oh, I was thinking about going to a bar instead. So he won. We did go to the bar and we've been married 2 decades. So clearly it worked out. But it's just funny that, you know, that was our start. And now here we are writing cookbooks together.
Yeah. And I love that. That's so nerdy. But that's something so neat, I would right? do. It's great.
I literally said nonfiction books because those are my favorite. He's all, you're weird. We're going to a bar
specific instead. One. Well, today we're going to share a variety of inspirational book recommendations, each described with a fun, unique category. So in total, we'll be sharing 12 life-changing books and we'll explain why you should read them. We hope these books will inspire you and make your journey better. So Stephanie, let's just dive right in.
Awesome. Okay. Well, for our first recommendation, Tamara, I understand that you picked a book that's going to help us discover more about who we really are. So I want to hear your selection first.
Yeah. Mine is Brené Brown's The Gift of Imperfection, although she's written a bunch of books and they're all really good. But I was thinking about this, how I had heard about her. And you know who recommended me her was my therapist. She said, you need to watch her TED talk on vulnerability. Cause I think I was feeling very vulnerable. And she was saying, you've got to watch it. So I watched it and I was like, oh my goodness, it was like life-changing. So I got to get her books. The Gift of Imperfections, hilarious that I can't say that perfectly, is the first one she wrote. I mean, you could start with anyone, but I would do that one because it's the first one. And for me, like in terms of helping me to self-discovery journey, what she helps you realize in this book is that your imperfections and your flaws are not a bad thing. In fact, they're what draws to other people. They're like the gateway to being more productive and being a better person. Like she really flips it around to help you see your imperfections as actually what makes you great. So it's just an amazing book to read and really help me be more embracing of my flaws and who I am.
And tell the readers again the name of that book and the author.
Yeah, it's Brené Brown. So it's B-R-E-N-E, Brené Brown. And then the title is The Gift of Imperfection. And you can also look under TED Talks and find her. All of her TED Talks are amazing.
Great suggestion. I've even watched a video of hers on an airplane once. So she's totally out there. I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Well, what's your pick, Stephanie?
Well, my second category, I want to share, this is my best advice pick. Okay, so this is my best recommendation for like really just overall great advice. So I have a secret reveal here if you're watching on YouTube. And I'll hold up my favorite book here. And this is called Make Your Bed. And it's by Admiral William McRaven. And he's a retired from the military. And I love this book, A, because it's so small. You know, you can read it like in an hour, which makes you feel really accomplished. But what I love about this book, he also has a talk that's on YouTube. You can Google, it's called The Make Your Bed Graduation Speech, and it's by Admiral William McRaven. So you can also, you know, check him out ahead of time before you buy the book. But his book is so great. His recommendation is, if you can't do the little things in life right, you'll never do the big things in life right. And I just think that is the best idea. He says, start small, make good, tiny decisions, make your bed every day. If you're in the military, that means a lot, but it also translates to everyone out there because once you do one thing right, you tend to do a second thing right and then a third thing right. And there's like a momentum to it is what he's talking about. There's confidence. I think this is a great book if you are looking at a high school graduate in your family or a college graduate. And I just feel like it's really inspiring. He tells a lot of amazing stories that just blew my mind about his experience as a Navy SEAL. And it's, you know, it's a very masculine perspective. It's not just military, though. I feel like his brevity and his inspirational messaging just can be applied to everything. Like for me, I think about vegetables. I know that's such a weird correlation, but when he talks about like making his bed, I thought about me with my vegetables because I think about it every day when I first wake up. What can I do to get started with my health right now? And I start like cutting vegetables or, you know, making sure my water or meal planning for the week. Like those little tiny things though build confidence for me and make me do a better job with my healthy eating. So I feel like I got a lot out of this book and it's, again, like I said, very small. And I highly recommend it. So again, Make Your Bed by Admiral William McRaven, U.S. Navy retired.
That sounds awesome. And I love your idea of using that for our graduation gift. Perfect. Well, and as often as we say, take baby steps, you know, this is just so in line with that. And totally. Stephanie, you're so good about visual aids. I did not bring the books to show and tell today. I'm so sad, but
I bet you gave away all your books, didn't you, Tamara? You always
pass
them on to students and colleagues.
Well, I do give a lot of mine away because I feel like once I'm done, I don't tend to reread stuff. But so, yeah, you and I pass them to each other all the time. I'll just say you have them all.
That's right. They're hiding.
Right. Okay. My next pick is what we're calling a lovey-dovey pick. This is my pick for good for helping you in your relationships, especially your intimate, but not just romantic. It could be with parent child. Also too, this one helps you know yourself, which is Gary Chapman's The Five Love Languages. And we've actually talked about this on the podcast before. The five love languages, I won't go through them all, but I can tell you what mine is. It's the language that makes me feel loved and understood. And for me, that's acts of service. So when people do things for me, I feel loved. And that's super great. Like the fact that my partner knows that, or I know that about myself, I can tell my partner, you know, to help me on this diet, if you buy me things or you, you know, rearrange the cupboards or something that does something for me, I feel really supported in my diet. So it helps my husband and I like tell each other what we need. And the fact that I know his love language is through verbal. He needs to be told things like, I love you, as opposed to, I need to be shown you love me. So just knowing that has just really made our relationship better, but it helps friendships. Like I said, I know my daughter is, her love language is gifts, which is yours, Stephanie. So I know it's really important that she give gifts like to her teachers or to her friends. Like I have to remember that's super important because that's how she expresses her love. So awesome book. Get it if you can.
Excellent recommendation. I know that's been life-changing, that book for me as well. Well, kind of along those same lines, you were talking about love. I want to do our next recommendation to talk about passion. And so this is going to be my passion pick recommendation. And this is a book. It's a New York Times bestseller. And it's called When Breath Becomes Air. And it's written by Dr. Paul, I'll probably say his last name wrong, Kalanithi. I might say it wrong, so I apologize. But it's Kalanithi. And what I love, love, love about this book, again, very small. I like books that you can read kind of quick sometimes, just because. But what I really like about the message here is that this is written by a neuroscientist. He's an amazing, well-educated, Stanford-trained physician. But I'm not giving it away. He ends up very, very sick in the book. And the struggle that he deals with is like, well, what do you do when you're faced with your mortality? It's like, do you stop doing what you love? Do you make changes in the way you live your life? How does that affect your relationships? You know, here is like this amazing person who has so many great gifts to give the world and so many like diseases he wanted to cure and so much research he was doing. And he stopped like right as a young man with this horrible, horrible illness. And I think we all need that message to know that life is finite, that mortality, that illness, it can strike all of us. For me, the message is that life is not fair. Life is short. And so I felt like you have to figure out what you're good at in this life. You have to figure out what it is you want to do, and you got to get busy doing it. And for me, when I read this book and I reread this book, it reinforces that message to me that life is short. It's not fair. We are all going to get sick and die. It doesn't matter if you're a good person or not. And you've got to make good use of your time. Like now, don't wait, don't delay. If there's something you want to do or give this world, that's your gift. Get busy doing it right this second. So I highly recommend this book.
That looks awesome. It's funny because I almost picked a book that was about someone who was dying. And I was like, you know, it sounds too depressing, but actually it's like you say, that actually teaches you how to live,
it really does.
Unfortunately you have to think about the end.
It is. And it's so well written. I don't know if you're a fan of Alice Hoffman, but I love her lyrical storytelling style. And for some reason, this author reminded me of that as well. It's like, he doesn't have time to pussyfoot around. He says what he thinks and he gives you the advice. And it's powerful. And you can't help but just really ponder what he's trying to say and apply it to your own life.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, before we continue to the rest of our book recommendations, why don't we take a minute and pause and take just a quick break?
Awesome. Well, what I want to share with you, another great book is the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbooks. But I want to just share with you, because it's funny, Tamara told me this one time, so I'm throwing her under the bus. But she's like, oh, I never read cookbooks. I just flip through them and then go to the recipe. And I was like, oh, Tamara, if other people think this, like I might have to say something about it. I feel like what's unique about the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbooks is that there's so much more than just recipes. So I know I'm teasing Tamara and I'm sorry, but there really is so much more to these cookbooks beyond recipes. I feel like there's a lot of inspirational messages, helpful tips, practical stories, and just keto lifestyle advice overall about how you can lose weight and keep it off forever on a successful ketogenic lifestyle. So I hope that you'll check out the newest. This is the fourth of the DLK cookbooks, and it's called the Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook. So order a copy today.
Thank you, Stephanie.
We'll see if Tamara comes back on after that.
I know. I'm terrible about recipes just flipping right to the thing. And then I'll call and say, how do you do this substitution? She's like, did you read the book? I'm like,
She's all, no, I did not. So that's why I put that message in there. For all of you who are just flipping through the recipe book, I need you to stop and maybe read a little bit more because there's so much more in there. And I feel like, maybe I haven't shared that. So.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. Good reminder for me. Okay, so we're going to move on and with some more inspirational and life-changing books. My next pick is what I call a practical pick. This is a book that has just super practical steps you can implement to change your life instantly. And that's the famous Marie Kondo's the life-changing magic of tidying up. Many of you have probably heard of her. She gives super awesome and practical tools to just how to get organized and just get out of that vicious cycle of clutter. And if, you know, if you're starting a healthy lifestyle, this is a great book to help get you organized and to just focus on what's important. And on the surface, it sounds like, oh, here's how to tidy up. But actually underneath it, it gets pretty profound because she tries to get you to focus on what really brings you joy. Like that's one of her famous things in this book is when you look at an item, and if you're deciding whether to keep it, you know, you say, does this really bring you joy? And it really does make you stop and think about what is your priority and what does bring you joy. So I love this pick. She also, I think, has a new Netflix series. So you can watch her help people tidy up.
The Netflix show I didn't like as much as her book, but I do like that message, like you're saying about, does this bring you joy? I've been trying to do that even at the store before I buy stuff. It's like, look at it and go, if I buy this, am I going to be that much happier? Will it change my life? And sometimes I put it back. So great recommendation.
Right.
Well, my next book is also in line with more of that practical theme, and I'm going to call this my adventurous pick. Now, some of you might laugh at this suggestion, but I'm going to recommend the Rick Steves European travel book series. Okay. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy. You're thinking, okay, you did not expect that. But here's the thing. Like, for most of my adult life, I was terrified about going anywhere and doing anything. I felt like my community was safe and going overseas was terrifying. I was always taught it was dangerous. It was scary. It was expensive. And it took like rich people could only do it and they needed to go for the whole summer because that's what I thought. I had never known anyone that had been to Europe. So for me, when I finally picked up one of these Rick Steves books, and they have them for all the countries, and my girlfriend gave it to me about France and I learned about Paris, it became much more doable to me. I think European travel became more no nonsense. It boiled it down to like, if you're there for 3 days, if you're there for 5 days, if you're there for a week, this is what you should do. It was very essential. He rates things according to what you should do and shouldn't do. He's like, totally passing this. It's boring. Do this instead. And a lot of budget-minded tips I liked. And what I really liked, too, is he gave walking tours with exact directions. Like, exit the Louvre, take a left, walk 100 feet, wow, take a right. Like, seriously, I needed that because I was so scared to go anywhere. And I don't speak French or Spanish or Italian, so I needed the directions ahead of time so I could like look at my book and then figure out what to do next and then boil it down to like a cheap, inexpensive, quick vacation. So I highly recommend these books. It's Rick Steves. He does all the European countries and they're cheap books and they're totally fun to read. Even if you don't go, like I got this one about Switzerland and I haven't been to Switzerland. I don't have any plans, but I just really like reading about it. It makes me happy.
Yeah. And little known secret fact is that Stephanie wrote a travel book as well. People don't know that.
Oh my gosh. Don't even mention that. That's so
embarrassing. Do you not? She wrote a travel book on Kauai.
I did. My whole family. It was like way before all this craziness, you know, with DLK. Mm-hmm. But we as a family did it for a project for a summer. We've been to Kauai so many times. My parents live there. And people are always asking us what to do on the island. And so we finally just as a family wrote it all down and we self-published it on Amazon. And we donate all the profits to the Kauai Humane Society because we volunteer there every summer to help the little doggies.
Oh,
I know. Isn't that fun?
Throw that in there.
Well, you know.
Okay. My next pick, I'm going to call a woo-woo pick because, you know, woo-woo. I need to. Yeah. This one's very woo-woo. So woo-woo. Just a warning. It's Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And this is very zen. It's don't be put off in the beginning because there's a lot of zen language in there, but I'd say stick with it because honestly, of all the books I've mentioned today, I would say this one has changed my life the most. And I think I mentioned I don't tend to reread books, but I reread this one all the time and I never do that because this book is about how to live in the now. Not in the past, not in the future, not in the anxiety, but how to just be and that's not easy. And he gives you very specific, concrete, practical ways to just be, and what that means, and what it looks like, and how to get out of your own head, basically, and how to get out of that voice in your head, not even just the critical voice, but even just like the to-do list that's constantly in your head. So this has been just life-changing for me, and I haven't mastered it yet. So that's why I keep rereading it. Like, I'll find that I'm really anxious and I'm worried about something, or something I did, or something that's coming up. And so I just reopen this book and I, you know, reread, you know, how he walks you through how to stay in the moment. So this one is, you know, my top woo-woo pick for y'all.
That sounds amazing. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
You're my woo-woo person.
Yeah, he's been interviewed on Oprah, so you might find it in Oprah's interviews.
Amazing. Well, my next pick, Tamara, is going to be what I call the Against All Odds pick. And this book I recommend is called Educated. It's a memoir by Tara Westover. And what I love about this book, and I know so many of our listeners and readers have probably read this as well, but what I got from this memoir is that she conveys a message that you are capable of so much more than you even realized. It's so inspirational to me because she was raised in isolation. She was raised in poverty. There was no formal schooling, no real medical care. Some of her siblings didn't even have birth certificates, and this huge family kind of like living off the land, off the grid in the wilderness. And her father, I mean, he was, some might say, extremist, to put it mildly. He was perhaps suffering from mental illness. But I feel like the author, Tara Westover, she was so brave, and she felt like this deep sense of there was so much more for her. And I think there was like a longing, a resolve in her to go beyond her circumstances and to rise above that and to reach for more to benefit maybe society or herself. I don't think she knew, but there was this longing she felt to just keep going and to get out of that situation and see where life would take her. So I loved how inspirational this was. She went on, not to give too much away, but she became very self-educated and pushed herself to go on to be formally educated, and ended up going all the way to college, to Cambridge, to Harvard. She even ended up earning her PhD. It's just the most incredible story. And I remember I was halfway through it before I figured out it was a real story. And for me, those are the most powerful. So Educated by Tara Westover.
I love that book. And I did the same thing. I was like, this can't be true, because her life is just unbelievably crazy, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great book.
To put it mildly, right?
Yeah, seriously. Well, so far our picks have been either woo-woo or self-help-ish, or, you know, helping a relationship. But I wanted to throw in a pick that was more directly keto related. And this is going to sound self-promoting, but I'm here to tell you it's not, because I didn't write any of the Dirty Lazy Keto books, and I don't get any profit for them. So I'm just saying this because I wanted to give a recommendation for one of Stephanie's books. She has quite a few, but I would say if I had to recommend one, especially for the newbie, but even if not, this is the one I think that sets the stage for what Dirty Lazy Keto is. It tells you, you know, Stephanie gave her backstory on how she came to this and all the struggles and the ups and downs. So this is my favorite book. And I also my favorite because she's her most vulnerable. And that's the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. So this one, I would say, you know, you get to see vulnerable Stephanie, and you get to see her rebel tendencies. And then on top of that, some good advice about how to start out, you know, and how to make this diet work. So this is my keto pick.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And you know, that book has really changed the lives of so many people. It's been amazing to get the letters and read the reviews on Amazon. It's just, it blows my mind. So yeah. I'm glad I embarrassed myself by telling all my secrets in that book. Well, you mentioned me being rebellious. I want to share another rebellious pick or recommendation. And this one, I don't know if our listeners know about this because it's an older book. It's published in the 1960s, and it's written by Peg Braxen, B-R-A-C-K-E-N. Hopefully I got that right. Braxen. And it's called the I Hate to Cook book, which cracks me up because you can kind of tell for all of our listeners and fans of DLK, it sounds kind of similar to one of my book titles. I had no idea this book was out there. And one day I was looking at Amazon, just checking my own book to see if it had been out there yet. And I found this title kind of close by, the I Hate to Cook book. And it was written, like I said, in the 1960s. There's over 3 million copies sold. And it's an unconventional cookbook. It's very nostalgic. And it, I feel like it really changed the women's lives back then. Her message was quite revolutionary in its era. And it was that you don't need to spend all day in the kitchen hosting parties or being fancy to feed your family. So you can see why I kind of like this book. She says it's okay to hate to cook. It's okay to hate to entertain. It's okay to use shortcuts. She uses like canned foods and total like sneaky shortcuts in her cooking. So it's very funny. It's hilarious. It's sarcastic. It's sassy. But I do want to tell you though, the recipes in here, there's no pictures. This is not your conventional cookbook. There's no photographs. There's a lot of storytelling. And some of her recipes may not be on point with today's standards. Like some people, she talks about like using double broilers and braising this. And she does some pretty advanced cooking stuff that I would have to say a lot of people maybe aren't familiar with. So, you know, check it out first and maybe at your library. Like I said, there's 3 million copies out there. It's been published multiple times before you invest in it, because I don't want you to be mad at me. It's not your typical cookbook. Let's put it that way, which is why I liked it. It's funny. She cracks me. That. She's someone I would be friends with. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious what life-changing books our listeners will recommend. Email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or leave a comment on YouTube. If your comment is read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
I want to do a quick recipe call out, and this is from the new Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook, where all recipes are made with just 5 main ingredients. And this recipe I want to do a call out for is called the Careless Crepes. I'm going to show a picture of it here if you're watching on YouTube. And they're so delicious and amazing. It's funny, my husband talks about this all the time. He's like, let's make crepes, let's make crepes. I'm like, we just had crepes yesterday. But he loves it, he's obsessed with it. It's really yummy and fresh and carefree. And I think you're just gonna love that recipe in particular. And it's on page 56. So make sure you give it a shout out if you make it and take a picture of it on Instagram, tag me so that I can give you a thumbs up, because it's super pretty too.
Thank you, Stephanie. Looks yummy. Okay, we'll wrap up today's episode by each sharing a book we recommend that may not have anything to do with health or wellness, but it's just fun and entertaining, something we would read for fun and pleasure. Because after all, books not only inform us, but they're also a form of escape from reality, which is also good for our mental health. So I'll start with mine. I read The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. I love that book. I highly recommend it. It's a fiction. So it's, you know, there's no advice or, you know, woo stuff in there. It's just a fictional story about a young girl kind of coming of age, but she's in the midst of it dealing with a home that had a lot of abuse in it. And they end up going to Alaska, and she really had to fight for herself and draw on some inner strength, you know, to survive this kind of horrible situation she found herself in. But it's so riveting and it's so inspiring and it's such a good read. You'll start reading it and you'll have to stay up all night to read it. I did this one. So that's my nonfiction entertaining book.
I actually remember reading that on an airplane and I was crying so much that the person next to me asked if I was okay. Because it's such a good book. Right? Yeah. I couldn't put it down. I read it the whole flight. So excellent recommendation. Well, my fun reading pick for everybody is called Born a Crime, and it's written by Trevor Noah. And kind of like the book that you shared, this is also quite riveting and it's hard to put down. It's again, my favorite category. It's a memoir and it's very gritty though. I want you to be prepared for that. Born a Crime is about his experience growing up in South Africa and about the racism and the class wars and the gender just hatred and the rules of society. But what I really liked the most about it, even though it's, you know, a little bit of a historical snapshot about what goes on in his country, or used to go on, or still does go on. But what I really liked is that the way he tells the stories. And I felt that it was, again, riveting, like you were saying. It's gritty, but it's just so honest. The stories are just so shocking. They're outrageous. And sometimes I would go back and reread sections. Like, did he really just say that? Did that really just happen? Like, it would just shock me. And I couldn't believe it was happening. I love writers that are so honest and in their storytelling. I feel like it connects me to them in a way that inspires me to be honest about who I am and my life and my circumstances. Like, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, we all deal with so much. And this book encouraged me to live my best life and to share about it and not be so afraid to even tell the scary details. So if you read this book, I think you'll be like me and you'll find yourself gasping. You'll find yourself laughing, and then you'll be upset like all at once. So it's absolutely brilliant. Highly recommend it.
Nice. Well, what's our bigger message today? The journey to a healthier, happier you means using a variety of tools, and books, I think, are an awesome tool. So don't forget about books. They can give you expert advice. They can give you support. They might help you avoid mistakes. I mean, the beauty of books is that you can take them anywhere, read them anywhere, and they allow you to get really deep into a topic that maybe we can only do so much on a podcast, but books really dive deep. So we recommend you grab yourself a book to deepen your transformation and to be a better you, or just to get some escape.
Well, we love reading.
The Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to our Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
And we love reading your comments and reviews. In fact, I wanted to share one that a listener wrote. And this was a comment written on YouTube by Pam. And it was on the episode about how to eat healthier, part 2, and eat healthy food, which was inspired by Gretchen Rubin's habit change episode. It was our number 18 of season 3. So Pam wrote, "I'm so happy I found you guys. I dearly love your cookbook, Stephanie. I want them all. You have both been such a big help to me. Thank you for all of your help and support." So thank you, Pam.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.